Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Boris Karloff, Axl Rose throwing the mic, and Tom Snacks. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Baby?
It's Mabe.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but my name is John. Lawn Care. Mm-hmm. We have a special running this fall. We give you an extra application free. Fall is the best time to put down applications.
Hey, John, hold that thought. Look, I may be interested, but look, I'm a songwriter, and I got this melody I'm working on. I just want to record it to my jam box before I forget it.
Would you like to call back?
No, just hold on. I just want to get this before I forget it. That's a pretty darn good melody. Hold on. Da-da-da. I remember September in that small Kentucky town. John and I surrendered behind the barn with our pants down. But October got colder and we had to go inside. And we did it doggy style, did it doggy style, did it doggy style, did it doggy style. Okay, honey, thanks. I just had to get that down. And how can I help you? Hello?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, Chicky.
Chicky?
You don't like Chicky?
It's fine. Don't call me late for dinner, okay? There's Ace Cosby, Manny.
Chickmeister.
Track phone, hotline, hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Chickster.
Hey, man. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Hello, Chickinator.
I swear. Chick, I don't know how you're not in movies. The facial, if you're not watching on YouTube or a VIP member, you're missing 90% of what Chick's doing over there.
Oh, I'm quite the actor.
So good.
Oh, by the way. I know this is totally visual, and I'm not prepared to share it at this point.
Good, perfect.
Someone sent us a photograph of the great. It's in the context, of course, is the Grinch.
Sure.
The voice of the Grinch in the original brilliant cartoon is the great Boris Karloff.
Right.
Famous, of course, as the Frankenstein monster in one of the great movie versions of that.
There's a photograph. We're talking about this.
There's a photograph someone sent us. It's Boris Karloff backstage on a tea break.
Yeah.
Having a cup of tea.
Shirtless with the Frankenstein monster makeup on.
Right.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
we'll have to repost it. It's so cool. It's Christmas Eve. He did the voice of the Grinch.
Did you hear how long it took him?
To say that.
Shorter than your description of the college football bowls.
Would you mind going over that again?
So incredibly boring.
Well, we have a list.
People will spend all day arguing about why their team isn't in it, and you can't measure how much I don't care. Okay, could we go on to something else?
No, we can't, because that is sports.
Why didn't you tell me?
I tried to, but you were too busy.
Did you see that story about that guy?
Boris Karloff without a shirt on.
The axe throwing record, did you see that?
Yeah.
We saw that.
Hey, speaking of axes, Christy.
Axl Rose will no longer throw his mic into the audience after a fan says she was injured at a Guns N' Roses concert. According to the Adelaide Advertiser.
A sweet Adelaide.
Sweet Adelaide.
Rebecca Howe was attending.
Holy hell.
Freak. Rebecca Howe was attending the band show in Adelaide, Australia back in November.
A sweet Adelaide.
When Rose threw his microphone.
You get to the end of it?
I was waiting for you.
Sweet Adelaide. These involve real notes. I can't
sweet
do this.
Child of Maya.
Are you guys singing?
I'm sorry, Adelaide, Australia. So actually,
back in November, he threw the mic at the crowd. At the end of the performance, she says it struck her in the face, smashing her nose.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the jungle, bitch.
Serious damage.
Is that what he yelled, I hope?
No.
Oh.
And he says, baby, I believe.
Rose has since posted.
It's the jungle, baby.
Has since posted a lengthy message to social media addressing the claims and wrote, quote, it's come to my attention that a fan may have been hurt at our show in Adelaide, Australia.
A sweet Adelaide.
Sweet Adelaide.
I think I see the problem. It's her. She keeps saying Adelaide.
Sweet. So this lady gets hit in the face with a microphone, and then what happened to her?
If true, obviously we don't want anyone getting hurt or to somehow in any way hurt anyone at our shows anywhere.
Obviously.
Boy.
In the interest of public safety, from now on, we'll refrain from tossing the mic or anything to fans during our performance.
If he wrote a word of that, I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, no kidding.
Signed, Axel's attorney.
Well, see if there are barbecue sauce stains on the note, then maybe he wrote it.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a fatty fat now.
Oh,
he got
on.
Fat.
Oh,
so he didn't get fat.
Got huge.
He got fat, but
so this
well,
woman
how
was,
fat did he get?
So Axl Rose heaves a microphone into the audience. First of all, I think I'd like to go on record. I'm wondering if it's the mic or if at every show they give him a dummy mic. You know, poor Pete Townsend had to ruin all those guitars.
I bet they give him a dummy mic to throw.
I wonder if it's a, hey, give him the cheap one.
Sure.
Don't throw the good one into the crowd and hit her in the face. But by the way, her new nickname is also Slash, funny enough.
Oh, wow.
Knock, knock, knocking on my lawyer's door.
Hey. Oh, gosh.
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry.
It's only the definitive version of that song.
It's the most overrated band.
Bob Dylan
that
said he didn't realize
wrong.
Why he had written that song until he heard actually.
He got the check.
Guns N' Roses,
But you say Axl Rose, oh yeah, he needs to have a good conventional singing voice. One like Bob Dylan?
Yeah,
that
right?
Makes no sense. Bob Dylan
it's all
like-
about soul, Willie.
Bob Dylan,
that's his soul coming out when he sings about Hattie Carroll.
Oh,
that's right.
You God.
Hear people now. Some of his cover songs a little weak.
A
sure, we don't need him doing Afternoon Delight
or Christmas music. Take my baby, gonna hold it tight.
No thanks.
Rum-ba-bum-bum.
That's why. We should do that, Pat. The worst songs that Bob could ever cover.
Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings.
Oh, me so horny. Oh. Whoppum Gangnam Style.
Me so horny.
Let me rub up
Gangnam
on that
style.
Ass.
The Gangnam Style guy sounds kind of like Bob. I kind of dig that.
Do you see the great video of Bruce Springsteen dancing
maybe.
With the older woman at his concert over the weekend?
No.
There was an older woman at a Bruce Springsteen concert?
Older, like
wife?
Grandma, like
how old,
90.
Like 30, 36?
Good for her.
Oh, it was so cute and sweet. It was just the...
Top 10 Christmas songs of all time include Bruce Springsteen's version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's
yeah,
the
I
best.
Like that's good, yeah.
That's
great.
A good one.
It's so joyful. I love joyful Bruce as opposed to Bruce and...
Philadelphia, that's his best song. We all know it.
I shouldn't do the...
I like that Philadelphia.
Happy lesion. Bruce. Great.
Lesion on my neck.
Remember, it was about...
Take me seriously, Bruce.
It was about Billie Jean King.
Have you heard anything off his new solo cover?
Sorry, album? Ace is talking. See, my
I'm
fault.
Sorry. What?
Bruce has an album of covers.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Have you...
I haven't heard it yet. I just read about it. Is it good? It's all like 60s soul stuff, right?
Soul stuff. Yeah. I've only heard the... covers a Commodore song.
Brick House?
No, Night
Gotta
Shift.
Be Brick
no,
House.
Wouldn't
Night
that
Shift.
Be great?
Yeah.
I said
a Bruce.
She's a friend. Okay, this is the famous.
Mighty.
This is legit, by the way. This is Dylan doing Christmas.
Oh, come on.
Is this real?
Yeah. Remember this from a couple years ago?
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
And down Santa Claus Lane.
Who asked for this?
Oh, he loves you just the same.
That's Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I like it.
What?
Well, he sounds like a...
I don't know. I just like authentic voices, and that
sounds like a.
But Axl Rose isn't an authentic voice.
No,
he sounds different than anyone else.
The level of dictum in that band.
Oh,
you don't think Bob Dylan's had his issues with dictum?
Right. Oh, sure, but yeah, I don't know.
Bob Dylan right now sounds like Dana Carvey doing Bob Dylan. Okay? If he ever did.
Dean, do you like that Bob Dylan Christmas stuff? He doesn't care for it.
No.
No, he's saying, I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
that's why
you're
shaking his head.
That song sounds like a joke, like it came out of a cartoon.
If you want to see some real protests, play Bob Dylan Christmas for the little girls. See how they like it.
Yeah.
They're not going to have any fun.
They'll start crying.
Really?
Okay.
Well. Why is there a monster singing?
See, Pat, we could do it. We could do one, and then you do the Bob Dylan Nashville Skyline voice on this, where he switches gears.
I don't know what happened throughout that whole period.
Lay down your presents.
Completely different.
Apparently,
guy.
He claimed he quit smoking or something. In any event.
Slay Santa, slay.
That's it.
Good.
Thank really you. Good. You got it.
Okay. $25. Big brass
we have,
sleds.
We have
more stuff.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So anyway, Axl Rose heaves a mic in the audience and hits someone in the face.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but it has to
so
suck.
He says.
But why do you throw a microphone into the audience?
I don't know. Maybe it was the heat of the moment.
No, it's, apparently he did
now
it.
Now there's the song, in the heat of
he did it at the
moment.
End of every show, apparently.
A mic drop.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe.
It's like a guitar man.
Didn't.
Throws his. throws his.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hear him out.
Didn't.
Josh Slash throws his old guitar out there. What?
Guitar man.
I'm trying to think who this was. Didn't Rod Stewart used to kick soccer balls into the crowd and then he finally.
He sure did.
Someone got it right in the face and they stopped that.
Now he just belches semen onto the front row.
He doesn't belch semen. He vomits it, okay?
Well,
a gentleman uses the word vomit. Okay?
I used to give
you
away.
You could say pukes, being of a lesser.
I used to give away CDs from the stage, and I would throw them out into the crowd.
No, that's a good idea.
Wing! And it caught a guy right in the temple.
Oh, yikes. Oh, man.
And it was only like a couple of weeks ago I stopped waiting for the phone to ring because
the when stage I hit of limitations.
Him, the blood just started trickling down his face.
Oh,
yeah, I hit him pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Killed him. I gave an extra CD, though. Come on. No. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Magoo.
Oh. No, don't jump off. You missed the boat. Missed the boat? Nonsense. Missing Stag Beer is missing the boat. Every drop, every sip, every swallow gives complete refreshment.
Was he hammered?
Stag Beer.
He jumps on a boat, lands on a paddle wheel, and sang lines in between getting dunked underwater for Stag Beer.
Wow.
And if you can tell there at the beginning, it's Jim Backus as well. Evidently, they only paid for one voice.
No, don't jump, sir. You missed the boat.
Oh, my God. That's right.
I don't know what he's doing there.
Yeah, I'm not sure who he's supposed to be there. What is the visual, let me ask?
Some sort of shrimp boat captain, maybe.
Is the,
let's go with Cajun.
Cajun. Sorry, Cajun. the same thought crossed my mind. Very unfortunate.
Stupid mind.
Yeah, I am a fan of the Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol cartoon special, which apparently is falling into disfavor, judging by the fact that it's not going to be broadcast, at least for the next 14 days, according to my research.
Well, I've got it. And Christy has a great idea. We're all going to go to your house, Tom. We're going to watch it together by the hearth.
Yeah, we'll watch.
The hearth.
Sure.
Hearth.
The hearth.
Yeah, you're right. That is how it's pronounced. It's spelled hearth, though.
The hearth.
Isn't it
H-E-A-R-T-H?
And remember, if I get sick, just go ahead and call the hearth. I'll be laying by the hearth.
I'm sorry. Let's move forward here. Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
What's next? You have at your house.
What did you say?
What kind of snacks do you have at your
snacks.
House?
Snacks.
Snacks?
Oh. He has delicious snacks like
right now I've got a bunch of cookies.
Kale chips.
Kale chips can be quite good.
Do you have some Lay's plain Lay's potato chips hidden somewhere?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Really?
No. Uh-uh.
Would you like some?
No, I don't eat chips at the house.
Wait a minute, time out. Don't you mean I'm not allowed to eat chips at the house?
Go in the garage and sit in the back seat of his car.
Have you found if you eat Lay's potato chips, it's noisier than if you don't eat Lay's potato chips?
I have snacks. I have those pretzels that are filled with yogurt or whatever. Ace, you know,
yogurt?
Yogurt pretzels?
Yeah, why don't you go to Ace for that? Ace doesn't eat yogurt.
Peanut butter pretzels.
I was eating those pretzels that are filled with yogurt. What are they called? Yogurt pretzels?
Yeah.
Yogurt pretzels.
I don't have a lot of snack food, Ace. I mean, just kid stuff, little stuff the little girls eat.
That's probably what Ace eats.
Oh, that's true.
You like snacks?
Yesterday I had chips and salsa.
Oh, that's a meal.
Now, it's time now to move forward with Christy Lee at the news desk. What have we missed?
The two-piece suit Marilyn Monroe wore for her marriage to Joe DiMaggio is going up for auction.
She wore a suit?
Yep, the dark brown
suit. It's kind of a Hillary Clinton tribute.
Kind of a, yeah. It was Marilyn, then Diane Keaton, then Hillary.
Did you say the dark brown serge?
Dark brown, is it serge wedding suit with serge. A white fur collar on the jacket?
Okay, here's a picture. It's a dress and a, it's not a, or it's a skirt and a top. It's not like pants. A pantsuit.
No, they it's a call suit. It they a still suit. Call it a suit. Even if
now, do they have the bag that she used to put over Joe's face when he was banging her?
You didn't find him to be a handsome man?
Jeez. The way that you can be so delicate about certain things. That's ugly, so crass.
The suit is being offered by Gotta Have Rock and Roll with a minimum bid of?
$500,000.
Anybody else?
$2 million.
$1 million. Wow. And the garment is expected to sell for between $1.5 to $2 million.
No, the
it runs through December 9th.
The question is which member of the Kennedy family will be the highest bidder. I can smell Jack. Okay. Well,
I can
suppose they
Jack.
Shine a black light on it and make sure there are no traces of Joe. Don't imagine the honeymoon. Do they dry clean something like this, or do they leave it game worn?
Usually,
yeah,
dry
that's a good
clean
question.
Something.
You would?
Oh yeah, you dry clean something after you've worn it? Sure.
Well, yes, but it, let's say this still had hints of her perfume.
Oh, I don't think she would. We're not after.
Yeah, I think you don't want to leave that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, do you suppose that I know that there's that thing where you're trying to delay the arrival, if you will, of the you know what I'm talking about, Christy.
Yeah, the end of the game.
And it's sometimes guys famously will go through their favorite old baseball rosters. Mm-hmm. You know, William McCovey, and then it gives them a little more time. What do you suppose DiMaggio did?
Me. What did I hit last year?
My brother. Dom was, of course.
Of course.
Or did you think of, like, baseball, high and outside?
DiMaggio sure was crazy about her, wasn't he?
Oh, he sure was.
His whole life.
He took her a rose, was it every week or every day?
I thought every day.
I thought every day he visited her. Grave.
Ooh. How fascinating.
She's actually in the mausoleum there. She's
on a file drawer.
Yep.
Up high.
Well, actually, she's right at eye level. She's got a nice spot.
Does she?
She's got a nice spot?
I've been there.
Nice spot.
Nice spot.
Oh, nice spot.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
so they're selling the. Too. They're selling her honeymoon.
No, her wedding suit.
Okay.
Because remember, they got married, I think it was like at the Justice of the Peace or something.
They got married in a fever.
Hotter than a pepper spray.
That's right. A tattoo studio.
What do you think the panties would go for?
Oh, boy.
$3 million?
Quite a bit.
You think they're out there, the panties? I bet they must be, right?
Mm-hmm. Some weirdo.
Well, she famously rarely wore them.
Mm. Making them more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess so. What else is happening?
A tattoo studio in London is offering people free removal services if you have a Kanye West tattoo.
This is ridiculous. I'm keeping mine.
No,
put it this way. It's so bad. Kanye's doing so bad right now. Manson asked to have his Kanye West tattoo removed, but he's leaving the swastika on his forehead.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.